Okay, how do we get unstuck if we're feeling stuck in jobs that are sucking us dry, if we are stuck in various kinds of situations that have us feeling really unworthy? Many of us are stuck, whether it's relationships, situations, jobs, grad school programs, you name it, we're just feeling stuck. I've been feeling stuck for a while now about decisions that need to be made that are just so big and so overwhelming that I've been avoiding them, I've been procrastinating on them, and every day that goes by that I have no answers, the extended uncertainty and feeling stuckness eventually will get to us. It has gotten to me. I have a number of people that I support, that I work with, that I counsel, who are also feeling very stuck. And some of that stuckness comes from depression, low key or high key, doesn't really matter, but depression will also contribute to feeling stuck. So today I'd like to free think with you ideas on how to get unstuck. And I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to anyone else listening is feeling stuck. It just sucks. I know it does. And so we're really going to have to, the first step is to manage the suck, right? Is like manage it by knowing that it's there, right? So yes, we have to actually first start by saying I'm stuck and it sucks. And note that I didn't say I suck. So that's the next step, is that a lot of times when we're stuck, we're actually making ourselves feel worse about it by beating up on ourselves and saying, I suck because I'm stuck. And guess what happens? So imagine that we are a vehicle that is stuck in mud, right? And what happens when we focus on the stuckness and the suckness and we blame ourselves for it? I think we get sucked in even more into the mud, into the muck, into the yuck. Are you with me so far? So it's important to know that we're stuck and to say it. I think it's also really important to not make it I suck, because then we're going to get sucked in deeper into the stuck. And so that's the shift that I'm going to invite us to do. The first and most important shift to make when we're stuck is to not beat up on ourselves, not to make ourselves feel worse, and thereby add to the stuckness. So join me. Join me in imagining that you are a stuck vehicle and the mud is thick and it's yucky. It's really yuck. And you've been there. You've been stuck for a while and you're frustrated and you're just done. Okay. Imagine that. All right. Now imagine that you're not working so hard to apply the gas to get unstuck. You're not applying gas to the commentary about your own blame for being stuck. You're not applying gas frantically, frustrated, trying to get out, because you know, we know, I know that that's only going to get us stuck deeper, and then the yuck is going to be everywhere. The mud will fly everywhere. So that's not going to help either. So we can't blame ourselves, we can't beat ourselves up, because we'll get sucked in deeper and we'll get stuck more. We can't apply the gas and be frantic and frustrated and just mad as we try to get unstuck, because that's probably going to get us stuck even more. So what do we do? I don't know. I really don't know. So here's what I've been doing. I've actually been sitting and looking at the muck. It's a thick mud puddle of stuckness. I've been seeking clarity so that I can take action and move forward and making some big decisions for myself and my family. And I've done what I described. I've done the, oh, it's my fault. And I've shifted away from that. I've done the, let's just do anything. Let's do this and let's do that and let's do this. And the frantic, I've done that and it didn't help. I'm still at that same stuck place, really, if I look at it. But just I've made some messes I've had to clean up. So I'm not going to do that either. So what I did a few weeks ago was I decided to sit with it and really sit with the discomfort and sit with the not knowing and sit with the extended ambiguity and sit with the stuckness and just be with it. Be with it, which doesn't mean that I'm okay being stuck. It doesn't mean that I've given up. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be stuck forever, but I've actually decided just sit with it. And so I just sit and stare at this mud puddle. I mean, there is a Zen notion out there that, you know, it is not motion. It's not, you know, if you are in a thick mud puddle, stirring the mud isn't going to make it settle, right? So if it is clarity that we seek, or if it's movement that we seek, then maybe we have to sit still sometimes and be patient. Be patient. So I've brought my patience with me as I sit and stare at this mud puddle of decisions that has to be made and wait for the mud to settle so I might see something. So it's been a waiting and patience game, and that's one idea that I bring to you in shifting away from stuckness is, you know, bring your patience and your waiting game with you. In the meantime, it's not a very passive waiting. It's actually kind of a engaged waiting because I am also looking for clues and I'm looking around and paying attention to what's happening. So it's not a passive sitting and waiting, and it's definitely not I've given up. So that's one possibility that I propose to you. If you could figure out a way to bring that to your stuckness, let's see if there's a shift that happens. It's a mental shift, even if nothing changes. My mental shift is that I'm not beating up on myself and I'm not frantic. I'm actually kind of patiently engaged in this waiting game, waiting for this mud puddle to settle, for clarity to emerge, so decisions can be made, so actions can be taken. And here's another possibility. The other possibility is that we recognize that part of the stuckness is actually overwhelm, is actually too much information, too many ideas, too many possibilities, and so we're just overwhelmed into inaction and stuckness. And so what happens when there's too much, too many ideas? I could do that. Oh no, maybe I should do that. Well, again, we're actually looking outwards. We're looking to the should rather than choosing or tuning inwards. And so another shift that I've made is really to tune out what's out there, tune out other people's commentary about what I should be doing, tune out the job listings that are out there or the graduate programs that you could probably apply to, but really tune in. So in this sort of engaged patient waiting, you know, this bit about tuning inwards that I harp on about in many of these podcasts is key. And so tuning inwards to get clarity is another shift to make. And then the other shift is really there's no way to get unstuck if we're not actually taking steps. So now imagine that we are stuck in the mud and it's our feet and boots that are thick with mud and we're stuck there. Well, you know, we can't sprint out of it. We can't dig our way out of it. But we could maybe just loosen up our boots and feet and just sort of loosen very gently, just kind of stand there and loosen it. And that will allow us to maybe take a step. And sure, there's mud all around us. And sure, there might be many steps to take to actually get out of the mud. But gentle, intentional steps are needed. Action is needed. It can't be frantic, though. and it can't be self-defeating. But we do need to take action, gentle action. Every little step counts. And so for that, I bring you this idea that we have to chunk things. We have to make them small, little, bite-sized chunks so that we don't actually sink deeper into stuckness by getting more overwhelmed. So if we're going to manage the stuckness, we have to manage the overwhelm just as much as we're kind of working through our own self-defeating aspects of the stuckness. So I bring to you this idea that if there are big actions that you're trying to take all at once, maybe just put those to the side and jot down, you know, 2 to 3 small steps that will take you no longer than 15 minutes that you could take today, that you could take maybe tomorrow. And each day ask yourself, what 2 or 3 small chunked little steps could you take that are meaningful to get unstuck? They don't have to be big and huge, because those leaps are only going to get us stuck more, because, you know, who knows? Who knows when we can take a leap out of the mud and stuckness? And so the key is to really take a small, gentle step or two, and that might get us unstuck. I have found that those gentle steps, a couple of things, you know. So the other day, I had this big project of getting decluttered, and, you know, there are so many things that we've accumulated, and I don't like clutter because it also keeps me stuck. So I'm thinking, oh, this big project of decluttering, cleaning out our garage. Well, you know, I don't have time for that, and I certainly don't feel like dealing with a dirty garage all in one go. So I've had to chunk it. I do 2 things every day. You know, one day we organized our Legos with help and accountability, and then we listed them. That was another step. And then we found a buyer and we sold them. So you see how each aspect of that was a step. I counted as a step. I win every day. Oh, today I organized them. Today I listed them on a yard sale. And today I actually sold it. Win, win, win. Step, step, step. Feeling better. I mean, the garage is still a mess. Legos are gone. You know, next project, let's do the bikes. All right, let's do the bikes. Step by step, take a picture, list it, find a buyer. 1 out of the 3 bikes is gone. Step, getting unstuck. So I give you that as an example, because part of stuckness is feeling like we have to do it all at once. We get overwhelmed and we just sit down. We just sit down and stare at this big thing, and yeah, we're stuck. So getting out of stuckness could also be this chunking, doing small steps at a time. So today I invite you to shift in how you're thinking about your stuckness. Take it away from you. Look around you. Wait it out. Bring your patience. Clarity will come if you self-reflect and go within. And then take a couple of gentle actions, maybe a couple actions, a couple of small steps a day, and see what happens. See if you find yourself feeling more and more unstuck. This is what I've been practicing, and I hope this is helpful to you. I hope that you know that being stuck isn't going to be your always. I believe that we can get ourselves unstuck, and I'm working on it myself. Send you lots of supportive energies to shift.
Motivation with Amazon Music.
You're still in bed? Didn't you go running?
Oh, I overslept. I'll go tomorrow.
I'm getting in the shower.
Alexa, set an alarm for 5 a.m. tomorrow to Hard Rock Music.
Okay, I'm up.
The right song exactly when you need it. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.